Shalom Aleichem everyone, welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners, Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Vayera Tov Shin Pehe. We're going to learn a Meshech Chachma, which has a lot of chidushim, lehalocha, and imshat, that are relevant to each other as we will see. Perichov Beis, Pasuk Beis, the beginning of the Akedah, Vayoymer, Kachno, Asbincha, Esichidcha, Asheavta, Esitzchak, Velechlecha, El Eretz HaMoiriya, Valeu Shom Lo'ayla, and bring him up there for an Ayla, Alachad HaHarim, on one of the mountains, Asher, Oymar Elecha, which I will say to you. Zokter Meir Simcha as follows. Kichol Tachlis Ho'aliyah Hu Sheyil Zikarim. We have to understand the purpose of the entire Akedah, the Aliyah, V'haleyu sham la'ila. What is the Aliyah for? Sheyu l'zikaron. It's really for the future. Everything about the mice of an Akedah is for a zikaron for the future. Kimai, like it says later at the end in Pasuk Yudalid, V'yikra Abram Shem HaMakoyim Hashem Yireh, Asher Yeyamer Hayoyim, that they will say today, says Rashi, Sheyoimru Limehadoiris. They're gonna say for generations. Hayoim means Hayomim Hoasidim in the future. Bahar Hashem Yeroeh. Bahar Ze Yeroa Kodesh Baruch Hu Le'amoy. So Avraham Avinu already in the Akedah Shtel Davek that the name is Hashem Yireh, because for future generations, Asheyamer Hayoim, they're always going to say, Behar Hashem Yeroeh. So you see, says Rav Meir Simcha, that the entire Aliyah was Luzikari. Now the truth is, we can't go through each Rav Meir Simcha, but if you look back in Pasuk Chavalef, Perach Chavalef, Pasuk Yudzayin, Vayikra Malach Alekim El Hogar Min HaShamayim, there's a Meridik Rav Meir Simcha there, why the Malach had to come to Min HaShamayim. And then, over there he explains that by the Akedah, Vayikra Malach Hashem El Avram Shenis Min HaShamayim, why was the Malach in Shamayim? So Meir Simcha says over there, because this galus that Avram Avinu had at the Akedah was like a Kohen Gadol, An Yom Kippur, Lifnai V'Lifnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And there it says, V'chal Adam lo yeh ba'omayir chazal darshin the Yerushalmi and Yuma, even malachim shepneim b'nei Adam cannot be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim when the Kohen Gadol is there Yom Kippur. So says Rav Meir Simcha, therefore, when Avraham Avinu b'shas Akedah was the Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippurim in Kodesh HaKadoshim, malachim couldn't be there. Therefore the malach had to call out min HaShamayim. V'zeh sh'omar asher yomer hayoyim bahar Hashem Yeroeh, the same Pasuk, meaning that this Gilui that was here now is going to be in the future as well in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Uvozeh Asi Shapri says, why is it say Eretz HaMoiriyah in the Pasuk we just read? The Psikta says, because when you're going to get there, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to make you into a Kohen Gadol. HaMoiriyah Zaloshen Chalipin. T'murasoi Shel Shem Kohen Gadol. Last week's Parsha Malkitzedek Melech Shalem, who Kayin Lekelel Yoin Kshem was the Kayin Gadol, Hashem was Meimer, a Tmura, Vim Homer Yomer. That's the Lashon Meiria, it's the Lashon of a Tmura. And he says, why? We find by the Shofar, Chazal tell us you cannot use a Shofar that reminds us of the Chet HaEgel. Why? You only have that problem, Lifnai V'Lifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kevon de l'Zikorin Asi, since the Shofar is here as a Zikorin, it's as if it came Bifnim. So therefore, Zokter Meir Simcha, Kan de Cholok Akeda l'Zikorin. The entire Akeda was just an investment for a Zikorin for the future. Chazal say, it's as if the Efer of Yitzchak Avinu is Tzavur Agabe HaMizbeach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it. And like the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, blow a shofar shel ayil. I'll remember HaKadosh Yitzchak. So therefore the entire HaKadosh Yitzchak, Kevel and Zikorin Kasi, is as if it has to be done Lefnai V'Lefnim. Lefnai V'Lefnim, we need a Kohen Gadol. How is he going to become a Kohen Gadol? Says the Medrash, Kishetovei Lamakam Ani Makdishcha. When you're going to get there, I'm going to be Makdish you. How? Says the Meir Simcha Shavui Dosei Michan Chosoi. We find if a Kohen Gadol becomes Tamei on Yom Kippur, what makes him in a Kohen Gadol? The Avoida is Mechanechim. Therefore, when he was Mesadeh the Maracha, when Avram Avinu, Vayarech Es HaEitzim, that was the Avoida that was done that made him into the Kohen Gadol. So again, you can look over there, I know I said it very quickly, but the idea was, he says again, the whole entire Akedah is L'Zikarin, is for a Zikarin. As we just said. Now, Zokt Remeir Simcha. The Yerushalmi asked the following question. Yerushalmi Navaydazara Perakim Lalocha Hei. How was it possible to build the Beis Hamikdash on any mountain in Eretz Yisrael? Ein Lecha Kol Har and Giva. There is no mountain in the Tyre in Eretz Yisrael that the Goyim did not serve Avaydazara on it. So the Gemara says, Al Pi Dibur. The Gemara says, you're right. It was Al Pi Dibur. Al Pi Navi could be the Lashon HaYerushalmi. Avodah Zarah, Paragimel, Halacha Hey, right at the end, right before Halacha Vav. Al Pi Navi, Beis HaBechira Eich HaNivne, Al Pi Navi, Vayal, B'dvar God Asher Dibur B'Shem Hashem. So it was Al Pi Dibur. So Dr. Meir Simcha, as follows. Now we have to know a Gemara. The Gemara Masecht Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. By the way, Tosfos brings this to Yerushalmi. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Hei, and the Gemara that says Kol Mokay Mashat Hamoitzah Har Giva. Any place you find a mountain, Eretz Yisrael. There was a dash yesham avodis kechavim. Now, if you know Gemara Nun Gimel Avodah Zarah, the Gemara asks, why are asheras? Why is an asherah aser? So the Gemara says, Damar Achmona v'asherim tisrufu beish. Michti, Yerusha Hilahem Avaseyam. L'chaira Eretz Yisrael is Yerusha from our Avos. So now that the Goyim come along and they bow down to an Asherah tree in Eretz Yisrael, Ein Adam Eiser Dover Sheina Shalai doesn't belong to them, it belongs to Klal Yisrael. We have a Yerusha from the Avos. So how could a Goy ever Aser anything in Eretz Yisrael? V'mishum Hanach Demeikara Elamai, you'll tell me, okay, what about those Asherah trees that existed before Hashem gave Eretz Yisrael, Yerusha, Tavrom, Mitzvah, Yaakov? There must be some of those. B'tula ba'amasagilhu. Get the Goyim here. The Goyim that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you'll conquer them and you'll make them be mevatel all the Avodah Zarahs wherever they are. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you got to destroy all the trees, Asherem Tisruf HaBeish? So Zokti Gemara, Alamidah Polchu Yisrael Le'egel, the Gemara tells us, Yitaka right. But once Klal Yisrael came and served the Egel, Klal Yisrael showed that they're not so upset about Avodah Zarah, Rabbah, they're Nichalu Avodah Zarah. If that's true, any guy who comes along and bows down to a tree in Eretz Yisrael, even though it belongs to a Jew, but since Klal Yisrael showed their nicha with Avodah Zarah, they're doing the shlichus of Klal Yisrael, and therefore it becomes aser, and it becomes aser, and it's Avodah Zarah of Yisrael that you can't do bittul on. You need two things here. Number one, it becomes aser. Number one, it's owned by a Jew, and a Jew can't, and Avodah Zarah of Yisrael can never be bittul. So on the kasha, that it didn't belong to the Goyim, we have it be Yerusha, Zokta Gemara, yeah. But once we serve the Egel, it showed we're Nicha. If we're Nicha, so then it's as if it's okay if they bow down and we're happy about it and they're doing our Shlichas. I let a Goy be Mevatala, like the Gemara's Kasha. No, it's Jews Avodah Zarah cannot become Batal. So Zokta Meir Simcha, Venera. The Shekoide Makrovas Yitzchak Loi Ovdu Avodah Zarah Lahar. Before Akedas Yitzchak on Har HaMoriah, nobody ever served Avodah Zarah on this mountain. Now that time, it wasn't every single mountain. By the time Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara tells us every Har Vegiva there was Avodah Zarah. By the time of Avraham Avinu, the Rebbeinu Shalom knew on this mountain nobody had ever served. Rak Acher HaKrovasi. Only afterwards, then they started serving the Avodah Zarah. They started serving Avodah Zarah on that mountain. Whether it was a result of, they now knew it's a place of serving, like Rameir Simcha says in other places, like in Yud Gimel Dalid, Al Mekayim HaMizbeach Asher Asa Sham Rishayna, Rameir Simcha says over there, in the meantime, is when the Goyim started serving Avodah Zarah. And he says in other places as well, that sometimes in the middle it happened. So it only happened afterwards. Shein l'chol kol har v'giva. Oh, but one second. Avaleinu the meiser davar shein shalai. So l'chayra, no, you can't answer the guy in bowing down in har ha'meiria. Ein adam meiser davar shein shalai. Like the Gemara asked. Ach kevin the pol chisrael egel adai denichalu. But we just said when Klai Yisrael bowed down to the egel, they showed their nicha. If they showed their nicha, so then all the avodah zarah taka become aser. So frekter meir simcha. L'chayru, we have a problem here. L'chayru, we have a problem. What's the problem? How can we build a base? Hamigdash and Har HaMoriah. L'chayru, the Goyim served Avodah Zarah there. And you can't tell me, Ein Adam Moiser Davar Shein Shalai, because the Gemara tells us, it's Nichalu. Zakt. And you'll say, okay, but one second, Yerusha from Novus. But the Gemara asked that already. Gemara told us, even though it's Yerusha from Novus, if a guy serves Avodah Zarah, once we serve the Egel, it makes it problematic. But Zokter Meir Simcha, Har HaMoriah is different. V'zeh HaHar, Hu Hekdish Me Avram. It wasn't a Yerusha to Klal Yisrael. Har HaMoriah was Hekdish Me Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makdish Har HaMoriah. He was Makdish Har HaMoriah. V'loi Mahani Nichusa Di Yisrael. And therefore, if he was Makdish Har HaMoriah, the fact that Klal Yisrael later was Nicha with Avodah Zarah has no effect on Har HaMoriah, because it's not even theirs. Ah. Ragze Nicha, but one second. So Zokter Meir Simcha, that only works in Eretz Yisrael Muchzekes Mimois Avram Lemafreya. This only works if really Eretz Yisrael belonged to Avram Avinu all the way back. Meaning to say, Klal Yisrael and Avram Avinu had to actually own Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't just Hashem said, I'm going to give it to your children. It had to be Muchzekes, because in order for Avram Avinu to make it Hektish, he has to actually own Eretz Yisrael. And once he owns Eretz Yisrael and he makes it Hektish Har HaMoriah, Klal Yisrael has no effect on that. So therefore, Valze Yoyre Mamore Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the Pasuk says. Valeyu Al Achad HaHorim, says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Go bring him up Al Achad HaHorim, on one of the mountains. And what's the purpose of bringing him up? Hainu Liyois Lizikaren Lahaba. Like we said before, the whole Yisoid is that this Aliyah should be a Lizikaren Lahaba. That this is the Makam HaMizbeach. This is the place where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. Bar Hashem Yeroa. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the Beis HaMikdash here, he's going to see Akedas Yitzchak. He's going to see Afarei Tzavr Lefanav. This whole place is here as a Zikaron. But the Kasha is, what's going on? The Avogayim served Avodah Zarah here. Ah, you'll tell me it's a Davar Shein Shalai. I'll tell you that once Klal Yisrael served the Egel, so we were Nicha, and they could answer our things, says the Pasuk. V'aleu shom loylo, alachad heorem, on one mountain, asher oymar, listen to Rameir Simcha, asher oymar, she oymar achshav, Hashem is saying right now, asher oymar, that I'm telling you right now, eylecha. Hainu sheyia elecha miyad. It belongs to you right now. V'yishalach muchzok tekef. You own it right now. Excuse me. And therefore you can be makdish it. I don't know if all of Eretz Yisrael had this din. Doesn't really make a difference to us, because he wasn't makdish all of Eretz Yisrael. But this mountain, now this is not like the trup. The trap is Asher that, Imar Elech, I will tell to you. Rabbi Meir Simcha is saying, on which mountain? On one of the mountains? Asher Imar, that I'm saying right now, Elecha, you own it right now. And if you own it right now, and you're going to be makdishit with a kedusha, and with that kedusha, it's going to become hektish. If it's hektish, it's no longer yours. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's. And the fact that Klal Yisrael is nicha with serving Avodah Zarah by the Egel has no effect on it. And has no effect on it. That, says Rebbe Meir Simcha, is pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Ein lecha kol harugiva. And for the Yerushalmi, that it was Alpi Navi. Now, what is the Lashon really of the Yerushalmi, as we read before? Rav Meir Simcha paraphrased it al pi dibur. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi was, and this Rav Meir Simcha doesn't say, but l'chaira, that's what it's saying. Al pi navi, what does it mean al pi navi? Al pi navi, vayal bidvar God asher diber b'shem Hashem. What did he diber b'shem Hashem? According to Rav Meir Simcha, asher diber b'shem Hashem means that Hashem told Avraham Avinu it belongs to you right now and Mela it's hektish. The Yerushalmi's teretz, Rav Meir Simcha is learning, is not al pi diber Hashem or al pi navi, the pashup shat that the Mefarshim say over there, that Hashem told him, oh, this place here, nobody served Avodah Zarah. That's the exception. No, Rav Meir Simcha is saying, he's saying something halachic here. Al-Pi Dibur means to say, which Dibur? The Dibur of Asher Oymar, that Hashem said, Eilecha, belongs to you. And therefore, when the Pasuk says, Bidvar God Asher Dibur B'yad Hashem, God told him that Hashem had spoken. What did Hashem say? Hashem had said, Eilecha, belongs to you, Avram. And therefore, when you're makdishit, you're makdishit. And therefore, no one else could have an effect on it. That is the shot in the Yerushalmi in Devarim Yud Beis Beis. Rameir Simcha seems to, the Meshech Lachem over there seems to learn Pashup Shat. Just Hashem said it's an exception. Punkt. I know nobody served Avodah Zarah there. But here he's telling us no. There's a lamda shechilik to it. It became hektish. The Gemara Avodah Zarah that says that the Klal Yisrael Nicha with the Egel are only on things that we taka own. Yerusha me'aviseinu. But it's the Ein Adam Eisa Davar Sheinu Shaloi, the guy can't answer it, no, because of Arni Chusa, so then he could. So on that, Zofrak Yerushalmi, so what about Hara Meiria? Zofrak Yerushalmi, nein, Hara Meiria is not just Yerusha. Hara Meiria was that Avraham Avinu was Makdishit LaHashem. And that's Pshat in the Pasuk, Valeu Shom La'Oila. It's going to be, you're going to bring him up there as a Zikaroin. As a Zikaroin. The lo'ayla means l'zikarayin. Alachad ahorim, asher oymar, which I'm telling you right now, eilecha, you own it right now. So when you're now going to be makdish it with the akedah, it's hektish, and therefore we'll be able then to build a base hamikdash on it. The Chassam Sofer, in Tshuvas, Yoredeah, Reish Lamed Gimel, he's talking about Mokam HaMikdash, and in brackets he brings, V'agav, I'll tell you something, you heard me, Pekodosh, Shmoyu V'Rabbi, Achotzit, Shebekahuna, Mareinu V'Rabbeinu, Avnosen, Adur Zatzal. And going on this Taisvis, that brings the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi answers, Al-Pi Novi, Pirish Mayri Zatzal. A different pshat, but very similar to Rameir Simcha. V'yaris HaMokam Meirochek, says the Medrash. Shero Oisei Mokam Emek V'loi Har. The Medrash says that Avram and Yitzchak are coming towards the Mokam Hashem told them. They saw it was a valley and it wasn't a mountain. Zokt Avram Avinu v'ispalel ein kevoidu shamelech lishkin ve'emek. That the Melech, it's not coveted. He should be in an emek. Obviously Avram Avinu knew this was going to be the place of the Beis HaMikdash. So what happened? V'nasa bo'isa yoyim har. Asher yoyimar b'hayoyim behar Hashem yeroah. That day, that Emek, that valley, became a mountain. Behashta yesh loymer, so zoktav nosan adler al-pi, this medrash, that all the harim had Avodah Zarah on them, and all the harim that were served before Avraham Avinu was machzik, nesu l'gavaya. But Har HaMeiria was an exception, it wasn't a mountain, it was a valley. So there was no Avodah on it, until after it became a har, ayidei tvilosa shel Avraham Avinu. Vaz kvar niten, So therefore, it belonged to Avraham Avinu. Now we'll get to it, the problem in a moment. And you have to build that they didn't have avodah zarah, and you have to build a base of Migdash on a har. Therefore, he said in the pasuk, Gemara in Zevachim says it's emet and shnei slainai. Says David and Shmuel were busy noyus Rama, trying to figure out. They were in Rama, noyus shalaylam. They were trying to figure out the yofya where the base of Migdash is going to be. He says I'm not going to sleep. Adem tzamokim laHashem till I find a place for Hashem. Via mishkanos laAbir Yaakov. What do you mean a place? There's many places. No, but it has to be a place roi. For Abir Yaakov, for the Rabbeinu Shalom, it can't be Stama Emek. It has to be a har that's roi. Shazel lezet zarech har v'loy makom. It's not enough to have a makom. You need a har. Lezet zarech navi. So that's why he needed the navi to tell him that this har was once a makom because it was first an Emek and then was a har. So Sefer is bringing this aside from Rav Nosson Adler. He has the same kasha, he's saying pshat in the Yerushalmi, and he's saying that L'chaira, he's focusing on before Avraham Avinu was there, and he says already then every har was served. The Mesh Gachma took on, Hashem knew this har wasn't served. It was only later that every single har was served. And then there's a kasha from Har HaMairiyah. But he's learning, no, before that, every har had a problem. So L'chaira, what happened to Har HaMairiyah? So Zokt, Rav Nosson Adler, well, according to the Medrash, it wasn't a har. It only became a har on that day. And that day that it became a har, it became Yerusha to Avraham Avinu, and Memela, in other Moses of Hashem Shalai. So there's no problem with Har Maria. But the question, the obvious question on Rav Nosson Adler is, what do you mean? But the Gemara says Yerusha is not enough. The Gemara we read says that once Klai Yisrael bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, it was Nichalu, and even Dav Hashem Shalai becomes Aser. So what's the teretz? If you look two tshuvas later in Reish Lamed Hey, Mashakosov, the person he's writing the tshuva to, and this tshuva is written to Reb Ephraim Zalman Margolius, the base of Ephraim. V'herich moi b'divrei moi v'rabi zal, and you're mairich in divrei mairi, ula b'soif, kol ha'irich, and oh, at the end of your ganz lengthy tshuva, the Chassam Sefer tells him, hella shekavanosai haya, that must be Reb Nosson Adler meant, meaning, the background here is Ephraim Zal Margolis had this kasha. What's Reb Nosson Adler saying? It became Yerusha to Avraham Avinu. What is he saying? Yerusha to Avraham Avinu doesn't help a Yerusha. Klai Yisrael's Nicha. So he came out after the Gan Tzarichus. Kevin Shehukdish LeGavaya Shuvein Enesrei DeYacher. That since it became hektish, that answers the question. Amaria is hektish. If it's hektish, no one can answer it. That's what you came out. Poshut shekachayso kavanos meiv Rabbi Zal. So I'm sorry for that's avada poshut what the Reb Nosson Adler meant. V'lo yitzrachti dover poshut kezel ifnei sheniglo alav talumas chachma. He's telling him to Ephraim Zalman. He's saying I didn't have to say such a dover poshut in front of you, such a chash of a person, sheniglu elav talumis chachma. The original letter was not to Reb Zalman Margolius, but in this letter is where he talks about it. So l'chayra, the Chassam Sefer is telling him, you came out after whole arichus, that what Reb Nosson Adler meant was that Reb Avinu was hektish and it made it hektish, and because of that they can't answer it. That was a davar pashut. Avad, that's what he meant. And I didn't have to tell you. You know everything. Why should I tell it to you? I didn't feel the need to tell it to you. So we have over here Reb Nosson Adler and the Chassam Sefer explain Reb Nosson Adler saying mamish the same shot as Reb Meir Simcha. The only chilik between the two is, according to Reb Meir Simcha, he just says that the Rebbeinu Shom knew that no one served that way the Zara on this mountain, so it wasn't a problem. Achar hakravasa, it became ein l'chal hakahar v'giva. Reb Nosson Adler seemed to have been bothered by that already, that even before Avraham Avinu was there, everything was served. So he said, use the medrash to say, well, it wasn't a mountain. It only became a mountain today. Now, mikanu lahaba, both Reb Nosson Adler and the Reb Meir Simcha say the same yesod. From then and on, they can't answer it. They can't answer it. Either Gemara by the Zara that you could answer Dover Shein Shaloi. No, they were the Avraham Avinu was makdish it. It's hektish. Hektish. No one could answer. But that's how Rameir Simcha learns in the Pshat. Valei Shom Laila. Alachad Arim Asher Aymar, a lecha belongs to you, and therefore you're able to be makdish it because it's muchzuk to you. It's not something that's given in the future. To be makdish something, it has to be a dover shaloi, it has to be birshusai. It's not just shaloi, it has to be shaloi u birshusai, muchzekes. He has to have a chazoka in it. It's not a Yerusha for the future. It's to be muchzekes loi. Once it's his, he could be makdish it, and memela, now that you're makdish it, this will remain the place of Har Meiria, which will be a zikaroin, asher yoimar, asher yomer hayoim, that they're going to say forever, Bahar Hashem Yeroah. Mosuk mitvash rabbeisai. Have a wonderful day in Kol Tov.